Welcome to the ISA Tribe, where I feature people, groups, and organizations in and out of South Africa who are doing it with purpose and focused on serving the people and all living things on the planet. And today, my guest is Hans Menk in Cape Town from the Freedom School of Martial Arts. Hans has been practicing martial arts for 35 years now, and in that time, he's had the privilege of training in a variety of arts under masters in China, Japan, Thailand, Australia, and the EU. Hello, Hans, and welcome.
Hey there, thank you.
Great. Tell us about your wonderful journey into the martial arts, Hans.
Well, I started when I was 7 years old. I was born in Namibia, grew up in Bloemfontein until I was about seven, and then my family moved out towards Cape Town. And because I was a new kid in the neighborhood, I got bullied quite a lot. And I was also a German kid, you know, back then the kids were watching World War II movies. So I felt the need to defend myself. And also my dad recommended judo because he did judo in his university days. And so I started practicing judo with a man called Jan Olifier, who's still teaching in Stellenbosch area. And I haven't looked back since then.
Yes, you know, I just want to come in there and talk about the bullying, Hans. You know, that's such an enormous thing in schools, and it has such a profound effect on children in later life if
that's
it's not
true.
Addressed.
Yes, bullying is a double-edged sword.
Yes.
On the one hand, being bullied gives you very early lessons in standing on your own feet, you know, and being alone in the world, because you have to do that sometimes. And on the other hand. It can be a traumatic thing, and it can also leave long-lasting scars psychologically, you can say, people feeling out. And so bullying is a big thing, and I think martial arts helped me in the way that when I started with the martial arts, I grew in confidence, and then the bullying just stopped. It wasn't a case of me going and beating up the bullies.
Yeah, it was just a natural transition.
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And also, you know what I love about the martial arts is the discipline and the focus.
Yes. No, it helped me. In my teens, I switched to karate, which is much more, I think, a hard disciplined martial art than judo. Judo is excellent for children. Karate is good for teens because it's physical and it's kind of regimental and disciplined. And I got top scores in matric. And I think it was because of the karate. It just gave me that focus, you know.
Yes, and I fully agree with that. You know, it's when you know it's when you go into those other spaces of total present concentration that you're able to absorb information and assimilate it better.
Yes, and I think martial arts is ideal for that as some kind of coaching tool or something like that to bring people into a space where they are extremely present.
That's it.
Because if somebody's about to punch you on the nose, you become present.
Absolutely.
So we don't punch each other on the nose necessarily.
Yeah.
But just take people into a space where they're 100% present. And if they're not, I make them attentive on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Now, just take us on a short journey of all the wonderful countries that you trained in, please, Hans.
Sure. The most recent discovery for me has been Thailand and my journey into Muay Thai, Buran, which is the old style warrior Muay Thai. I went more north towards Chiang Mai and Mayong Son and Burma, and connected with some amazing teachers. The period of training was short but sort of intensive, and I think because of all my background previously in martial arts, I'm kind of like a sponge. When I get to a new teacher, I just absorb knowledge very quickly. Yeah,
and especially if you love it, hey, which you do.
Yes.
You love all this stuff.
It's been a big hobby since I was a kid, and it's stayed with me all my life, and now it's like basically a part of what I do. This is my project at the moment, is laying it all down online. Yeah.
And take us to some other interesting countries and what you learned from them, people.
Another country I love very much is Japan. I spent 3 months training at the World Aikido headquarters and traveling a little bit with a backpack around Kyoto, which is a beautiful place with temples and mountains. I actually spent a week just walking in the mountains and sleeping under temple pagodas and bells. You know, there's basically no one out there. It's just beautiful. And just connecting with the spirit of the place, which I'm very impressed with Japan and the Japanese people. They're extremely courteous, extremely civilized people.
Yes, I believe so. I've heard the same thing. And okay, is there any other country you want to touch on?
Then, yes, basically China. I love China too. I've spent time in the Shaolin mountains, Songshan, with a very nice group of traditional Shaolin people, training with them twice. I've done that. And then also my main teacher in Bagua and the internal martial arts is in Beijing, Master Han Yanwu, and I've spent many months with him as well, just living there and absorbing life in Beijing and training. Yeah.
You know what I love about your story, Hans, is that you actually lived with the people in all your training. You really got involved with the culture and the essence of the people and the soul of those countries. The spirit of those countries.
Yes, definitely, because martial arts is a cultural heritage, and it's also a way of connecting quite directly and deeply with people. So, for me, that's been a great look into their culture. I've also, studied a lot about the cultures I've trained the martial arts with.
Yes, and what I think is also a beautiful thing is that it's, a lot of it is ancient. It's ancient.
It is, and it's kind of dying out.
Yes.
It's like, say, like in China, the youth of today, they're more interested in martial arts. They're more interested in Taekwondo, because it's an Olympic sport, and it's the hype at the moment. They don't even know about their own cultural heritage. And the same goes in Japan, for instance. Aikido there is pretty much unknown locally. People know about it, sort of, but the kids are into baseball, it's like, so it's kind of strange that way, but I'm happy to help put this down and help preserve
it. To revive it and grow it,
Yes, and to create an understanding and awareness of it.
Absolutely, and the power of what it can do, to your psyche and to you as a human being, how it can empower you.
Yes, that I hope to share as well.
So now let's go to your dream going forward for your work. Hans, I know what you have in mind. You've got a couple of minutes here.
Okay. Well, at the moment, I've been in the past few years toggling between working overseas as an engineer and coming back to South Africa trying to set up a school. But it's been very difficult for me because I practice 15 different martial arts. Half of them, nobody's ever heard the name. So it's marketing impossible. So what I want to do now is lay everything down and put it online, all my different disciplines, that those people around the world who are interested in these specific things can contact me and do online schooling through this. And then I can basically be free enough to travel around and support my students worldwide and go and further research and visit my teachers again.
What an absolutely beautiful dream.
Thank you.
And when that's up and running, we'll talk again. And I just think, you've had an extraordinary life and you're doing extraordinary work. And I really, I hope that, I wish you the very best going forwards into me, what is very important work that you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And the few students I've had the pleasure of teaching are all making a progress in their own unique way, that's, to me, it's like farming, you plant the seeds.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And I love that you're going online, because that's where everything's going, and that's, you've just got to go with the time. So I salute you in your work, and I'm going to leave it there and say, thank you, Hans, all good things.
Thank you. Yeah, excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.